Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. I'm going to continue here in a little bit talking about not paying income taxes and being honest about it, because somebody had emailed in asking, how do you get away with that, Ian? Mark, you also don't pay Social Security taxes, and you're getting away with it as well. We'll talk more about that.
From what I can tell, there's no law.
Whatever. I don't care if there is a law. We'll get back to that. But first, I'm going to go to the phone calls. People have been waiting patiently. Let's start with the ladies. It's Nanette in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Nanette.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I'm one of those two that that thinks that we ought to be free and follow our Constitution. And I recently had a Ron Paul house painting party and painted my house Ron Paul.
Good heavens.
We had Granny Warrior come down, and they broadcasted Ron Paul Roadshow live all week. We videoed it. We put it on YouTube. And yesterday, I got a letter from my mortgage company, and they have informed me that I have until March 17th to repaint my home, or they will foreclose on me.
What?
Did you happen to read through your mortgage and see that there is some clause that says that you can't paint your house in some manner?
I do have deed restrictions, and what they actually say is you can't have paint colors unharmonious with the neighborhood. Now, I live in an older mobile home development in a double-wide mobile home.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the kind of place where we have broken down porches and trash in the yard.
So if you'd have written Ron Paul out of rust, it would have been okay.
Well, I think I'd have been better off. I might have fit better with the community if I'd have put a cockfight up on the side of the house.
There you go.
Nice. So,
yeah.
Well, so how does your mortgage tie into the deed restrictions? How does that work? I'm not familiar with that.
Well, it would
that work?
I would see that. I can see that a mortgager wouldn't want you to have liens on your house from the community, so therefore wants you to stick to the deed restrictions. I'm not sure. Right. It's obvious the restrictions in your community aren't that strenuous if you're saying there's broken down porches and that kind of thing.
Right.
So
right.
I don't
right.
know.
And then to top it off, you know, this wasn't a shabby job. You can go see it on YouTube.
What does one search for?
It's
Ron
Paul House Painting Party.
Paul House Painting Party. Okay.
Yeah, and it says time-lapsed first edit or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
And we had a professional mural artist come in here.
Oh,
and
wow.
Do this job. So
those usually look very, very nice, the murals you see on the sides of buildings.
Gorgeous. We don't want to paint over it. You know, we originally did this because we were in the middle of a remodel. And, you know, we ended up here after Rita, not by choice.
Mm-hmm.
And without FEMA aid, bought this on our own. And so, you know, we had to fix it up. And we decided, well, since we have to paint the outside, we might as well paint it Ron Paul until the election. We can paint over Ron Paul as easy as we can paint over what's on it.
Sure.
So that was our plan. And so we put out the word to the revolutionaries, and they came to our aid. We got, you know, some recycled paint, a colored blind artist. It was beautiful. But, he did this fabulous job. We had friends come and help us. And we made the local papers. And,
neat.
It was just a really great experience. And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous
It is a gorgeous
job.
It is a gorgeous job.
You're looking at the video right now, Mark?
Yeah, I can't tell from the video that the neighborhood's as bad as you claim. It certainly looks like a fine house.
No, you can't
house.
Tell from there.
It looks like a fine house and a fine neighborhood. And it's really a great job.
Well, you can't tell from my yard. Certainly.
No. Now, are you behind on payments at all? I mean, you're...
Not at all. No,
that doesn't
I'm
make
also,
sense
as a matter of fact,
me.
On my mortgage and my homeowners, and both of those companies have told me I'm one of the few that pay on time.
But hold on a second. Mark, this doesn't make any financial sense at all. I mean, if the client is on... if the loan client is on time with her payments and up to date, then they're throwing away their interest payments by foreclosing on the house. Right?
The future interest payments?
Yeah.
Yes, they would be.
Yeah, except for it may be worth more now, and they can just sell it to somebody else.
That doesn't seem likely, though. I mean, it doesn't. Not in this market that we have, at least around
the country. I think that mostly what their motivation is that they're scared that you're going to have problems from it or something like that. Maybe. I'm just assuming that they're doing the right thing. This is a beautiful paint job.
When is your deadline here on this, Nanette? When do they want you to paint it back by?
March 17th.
That's not a lot of time. Is there any way to appeal the process, or it's like, that's it, decision is done, and that's what they're going to do?
I don't know. I've tried to call a couple of attorneys. I haven't had any great success. I mean, I'd really like to be able to call out to the revolutionaries out there that, you know, if there is anybody who can help us or advise us.
How do people get in touch with you?
Certainly welcome the help.
Do you have an email address? How do people get in touch?
They can call me directly at 713-494-4727.
All right. Well, if you have any suggestions for Nanette, that would be
Nanette, I would suggest you go to our BBS and put it on there. You know, your contact information there too, because people often go there to find out, you know, the information that you know they've heard on the air.
That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Mark, do you have any other thoughts?
Well, it's a really great job, and I'm just amazed. What's the name of the mortgage company, Nanette?
Yeah, good idea.
It's White Oak Developers in
White
Conroe,
Oak?
Texas.
Ah, I see. Maybe it's a smaller one, so they're more concerned. I don't know. It's so odd that
they transfer the mortgage. Is that an option? Can you?
Yeah, you probably sell it. Of course, there'll be a transaction fees at that point. And I think that
I'm going to have to pay for closing. So either way it goes, I have to pay for repainting.
Right.
I have to pay for a new closing, in which case I still have to fight the homeowners association.
That's sad. Yeah.
Maybe the mortgage company is so small that they're picking on her because they paid attention, they found out about the news, and they got very upset. Whereas if you were with a bigger company like HSBC or Bank of America, then it wouldn't even shown up on their radar.
Yeah.
Nanette, best of luck. Let us know how this turns out, and thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231.
The mortgage company just stepped right in and said, no, Nanette.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
What a disgusting story. And you're saying it looks beautiful.
It really is a great job. I mean, the shutters are done, each with 4 stars on them. This isn't somebody just took, you know, got out there and painted Ron Paul on the side of their house with a with a brush or something. This is a...
elaborate.
Yeah, this is a mural. It's very interesting. It fades from very pale white, light blue to a darker blue on the top. I mean, this is a great paint job. And it's a beautiful home.
What a tragic
story. And
what
she says is it's in a crappy neighborhood. I mean, all it does is...
You're increasing the property value.
Increase the value. Yeah. Well, I don't know that it necessarily...
What if they just painted over the Ron Paul part and left the stars and stuff? Would they still object at that point?
Probably not. You know, and
that would really reveal this for what it is, and that's a political attack.
Yeah, it's irritating, and I don't think that the mortgage company would take too many steps if she held out for a little while. I don't know why she wants to hold out. March 17th, the auction won't be anywhere near over at that point. But she should be able to keep it as long as she wants, as far as I'm concerned.
This is outrageous. I hope somebody can give her a suggestion as to what to do in this case. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to John in California. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
I was hoping to get your guys' advice on a particular situation.
Sure.
Back in November, late at night, my dogs, I got a couple of bigger dogs, they ended up getting into a little scuffle.
Uh-oh.
Just a little territorial deal, I guess. We got an older one, a younger one, they just got into it. So I woke up, I separated them in the process. I got nipped by the older one right in the top of the lip.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
It.
Yeah, but it wasn't too bad, but it was gushing a little blood. I didn't want to go to the doctors that night, so I just said, I'll just go tomorrow. So the next day I go into the hospital. You know, I'm a little bit ignorant when it comes down to medical procedures and whatever. You know, I never really go to the doctor. So I go in there. And I says, you know, I think I might need a stitch on my lip. You know, they ended up saying, all right, well, have a seat. We'll have someone take a look at you. You know, they take a look at me. The doctor says, yeah, looks like you need a stitch. I says, nah, that's pretty much what I figured, you know.
And you were paying cash, right?
Well, I have insurance through my where I work.
We'll get to your issue here in a moment. Bring you back, all right? Hang on. 800-259-9231. We'll find out what all this is about. apparently there was an issue with the visit to the hospital.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 postpaid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are for free, including the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them right there on the front page. In fact, we've got a new feature that I announced via the updates list today. Was by request, as a matter of fact, and apparently it wasn't that hard to do, so thanks to Johnson, our store manager, for putting this together. If you look in the upper left-hand corner of the website at freetalklive.com, there's a handy little link, a quick link to the latest show. And it's a permanent link, so it's always the same. It won't change like our show links do. Our show links change based on the day, because mm-hmm. the day changes, and we have to change the title of the show. But this one, you can put it, for instance, on your blog. If you've got a blog and you want to put a link to Free Talk Live's latest show, it will always be the latest show from Free Talk Live. You just put this one link there, and it works.
Will it play the show on your blog when people come on, like it does on some websites that make audio, or will it?
I don't know. I bet there'd probably be a way to plug it into where you could have it play, but it will definitely download it. That much is for sure. So mm-hmm. it's kind of a neat new feature. And again, free archives, freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Well, check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
Back to the phones and back to John in California. Now, John, your dogs had gotten into a fight. You broke it up in the process. One of them bit you on the lip. The next day, you went to the hospital, and that's where you're going to pick up the story. They said you would need a stitch. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, like I suspected, I figured, hey, I just need a stitch to close it up, mm-hmm. no big deal. Actually, I forgot to tell you the part where the lady says, how does this happen? Me being an honest person, I told her, she says, we need to fill out these forms. I immediately said, what am I going to get a bureaucrat knocking on my door? Oh, no, that won't happen. Yeah, sure enough, the animal control came over. But that's another story.
Geez.
Anyways, we dealt with that. But at any rate, so I get the stitch. I get a prescription. I'm out of there after, waiting forever for this jerk doctor, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't call him a jerk. He hooked me up with some codeine, so whatever.
Nice.
I didn't need those. But anyways, a couple weeks go by. And I'm thinking, yeah, it should be no problem. It's just one stitch, no big deal. Insurance should cover it. Actually, I didn't even realize what insurance I had, and so that was my dumb fault. I didn't, pay attention to what I filled out at work. And apparently my insurance covers 80% of whatever, and I got to pay like a $250 deductible. I didn't pay attention. That's my dumb fault. So, but I get this bill a couple weeks later. It shows that that the entire bill was for $1,400 and some odd.
Gosh.
For one stitch?
How long were you there?
I was there for like an hour. And see, this is the deal. This is why I'm so upset. It's because, I didn't know where to go. I just go to the hospital thinking, I'm going to get care. That's all. I just need a stitch. I don't know any better.
I've been dealing with the hospital recently. My wife is pregnant. And, they have this system where they just, the people that are giving the care don't even know how much things are things cost. So even if you had said, hey, how much is this stitch going to cost?
Yeah.
Then
get back to you.
Yeah. They not even get back to you. They'll just say, at this hospital, it's like, I don't know. No idea. They recommended a test for my wife so that we wouldn't have to take this other test that they believed to be more expensive. In fact, the test that they recommended was twice as much as the other test.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
And you're going to get your money back, right?
Less accurate. Well, I haven't paid in, and I'm going to dispute it. I'm just going to say, no, I feel that I was misled.
Wow.
And see, that's the thing, because I asked them, I says, why is it so high? They said, it's because you went to the emergency room. I says, is there any other room to go to? No. what am I supposed to do? I feel like this is a scam. This is like some sort of, this operation. I mean, this seems like a fraudulent deal. And I don't know if there's any place to go, anybody to turn to help in my favor. But, I disputed that. I said, this is just garbage. I don't want to have to pay for it. I have to pay for the deductible, which I feel like I'm responsible for. But, but then there's like the extra 20% that I'm also responsible for, mm-hmm. that the insurance didn't pay for as well.
Mm-hmm. So another $300 on top then.
Well, it's actually just about $400. It's $397 or something like that. But I'm just thinking, it's just first of all, this is a scam. I do feel responsible for the deductible and what my negligence of what insurance coverage I have. But I mean, it's just the rest of it. It just doesn't seem right. And I just I almost want to if there's a way to like get back at the hospital kind of thing. But right now, I mean, they're like,
it's
already
the system, man. I mean, it's like that everywhere. Yeah. And the reason why is because the hospitals are burdened with increased costs because of all the Medicare patients and the mm-hmm. government money that they've got passing through their hands. And the fact is, the government in many cases doesn't pay enough for the jobs that they're having done. So they have to make up that money elsewhere. And the way they, one of the ways they do that is by charging their cash payers or by charging other people more than charging the insurance companies more. And it's like you said, Mark, they don't know what the costs are because nobody's going into the hospital these days asking for costs. And actually, John Stossel talks about this in Sick in America, where he points out that if we had a more consumer-driven medical industry, if people were going in asking for prices on operations and asking for prices on procedures in advance of actually purchasing them and then shopping around and getting the best price, then more prices would be we'd be more aware of prices, and the prices would come down because of a little bit more competition, because these guys would know that you could just go somewhere else. Of course, unfortunately, in many cases, there's only one hospital in the area, so you don't really have necessarily another option to go to. So increased competition would do a lot to really lower prices, but then again, you've got government regulating the industry so strict, and it's just under such control by the state, it's got to be very difficult to build a new hospital, to go out there on that limb and make those investments, especially when you know you're going to have to jump through all kinds of government hoops, and the whole healthcare industry is in such a mess, and we could go on for an entire show about all the things that are wrong with the healthcare industry, and it all stems back and all originates from government involvement in the healthcare business, government regulation, government control, and all you can really do in this case is I think what you're doing is dispute it, like you're doing, Mark. Right? You're just saying, look, this isn't right. I'm not going to pay that.
There was a time when the more money you made, the higher, and it's still this way. But and at one point, it was even up to 90% was the income tax bracket. So the more money you made, the more you get taxed on it. Well, a way that an employer could entice people more to come to their job is to offer healthcare benefits, which they don't get taxed on in the same manner. Essentially, they can transmit 100% of the dollars to the employee in that way, whereas under our current system, maybe 60% of the money goes to the employee. So it's the tax system that really stifles healthcare in this country.
It's that, and also the fact that so many people feel like they have to have insurance for all these little things. Having insurance for big things makes sense, mm-hmm. but having insurance to cover, the sniffles is just ludicrous, and it means that the insurance companies are going to get billed whatever the hospital wants to bill them, because people aren't asking for prices when they go in to get this coverage. So if more people didn't have insurance for little operations like you got, then there would be a lot more people asking for prices, and that would drive down prices overall.
And if they would allow people, this licensing situation, if they would allow somebody to go ahead and given you a stitch dental floss legally, then wouldn't have been a problem.
Right, or
I just stopped going to doctors at this point in time. Doesn't matter what's wrong with me. I just don't want to pay for it.
Thank you for the call tonight, dude, and good luck with your bill. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08 and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to ronpaulflags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to ronpaulflags.com today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. First on the moon to land, first to jump the Canyon Grand. You know, Armstrong and Knievel. But who invented the first motor vehicle? Okay, I'm no poet, but when I come back, I'll solve the riddle.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindAShop.com.
BG. First person on the moon is already taken. But you can be first at the water cooler to know who invented the great-great-great-grandfather of today's cars. Yes, 231 years ago, the first motor vehicle was a steam-driven tractor developed by Nicolas Cugnot back in 1769. Mr. Cugnot's invention traveled a whopping 3 miles an hour. Unlike modern vehicles equipped with ABS brakes and airbags, his tractor had no safety devices to protect the driver from the first crash. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. Single CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to the wiki and edit virtually anything that you see. wiki.freetalklive.com is like the listener editable version of our website. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Plus, the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to discover the outdoor and recreational adventures that New Hampshire has to offer, as well as see firsthand why it's one of the country's best places to live. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. 800-259-9231. Back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Neil in Michigan. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, hey, I was watching you guys on RonPaulRadio.com. And,
excellent.
I heard your last call, and I've actually had an experience with that myself. I had a cut on my hand. I had gotten stabbed in the hand. And,
oh, jeez. What were you doing? Bar fight?
Rough neighborhood.
gotcha. Good Lord.
But anyway, they stitched it up, and basically... the situation was I went there and I got it stitched up, and then they sent me a bill for $600, and I was like, what the heck? You know, and then, like, so they, of course, tried to collect the bill, and they call me, and I asked them, you know, how the heck is this $600? And they said, would you like an itemized bill? And I said, sure. So they sent me the itemized bill, and it turned out that they charged me for the entire box of gauze, for the entire bottle of peroxide, for the, you know,
how much was the bottle? Before you go on, how much was the bottle of peroxide?
About $20.
$20 for a 25-cent bottle of peroxide.
Yeah, next time I'll bring my own along.
I mean, you see, these are the things that insurance companies, for some reason or another, just aren't checking. For having all these little middlemen to charge you for things, that's how the system has gotten to be, and it's just ridiculous.
Well, the insurance companies must know. I mean, they must be aware of this. But you know,
it's the people that pay cash that really get screwed.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, it's like, you know, if you're going to charge me for the whole damn bottle, you know, why don't you send it home with me?
Yeah, right.
You know, because they use that same bottle on, you know, at least six or seven other people at the very
easily.
Least, you know, and then, of course, charge each one of them for the entire bottle. And, you know, and I remember talking to somebody, you know, in the medical industry, and I said, why would you ever be able to justify this? And they're like, well, we justify that because, you know, if it weren't for all of the malpractice lawsuits, you know, then we wouldn't have to pay our high insurance prices. You know, to protect ourselves from malpractice lawsuits.
You know, there are so many different factors, and that's something we didn't mention. I mean, we can't possibly cover them all, but certainly if we had a loser-pays system in the world of the courts in America, that would probably go a long way to lower those costs for the hospitals. But it's not just that. That's an easy cop-out for them. It's really all the government rules and regs that are really bringing up the costs.
Oh, I believe you. I was just telling you what I was told.
Sure.
I couldn't believe that. So your insurance costs are high, so you're going to charge me for an entire bottle of peroxide that you're going to charge six other people for?
Yeah. Unless they have some absurd rule that says they have to throw away the bottle after they've opened it for some sterilization procedure, but that seems unlikely.
You know, I've seen them take these bottles and, you know, use them again, so okay. I just don't believe that.
Yeah.
Well, it returns back to that, you know, a whole bottle of liquid. If you're going to charge me for the damn thing, give it to me.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. So what did you end up doing about the bill? Did you pay it in full?
Actually, no. I told them to get stuffed, basically. I eventually talked to, because they, you know, they sell debts nowadays. They sell them to other people,
mm-hmm.
and those other people then try to charge you for a debt that isn't theirs. And I explained to them the situation, and then oddly enough, even the debt collector agreed that it was ridiculous, and he never called me back.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it doesn't happen every day. But
you know, I think maybe that's also a factor as to why the costs are so high. I mean, just one of many is that so many people find the cost so outrageous, they just say, screw you, I'm not paying, or they pay the very bare minimum. And so they're hoping to find people inevitably that will help them make up the difference between those that that don't pay and those that do by continuing to jack their costs up. But again, if they were operating in the free marketplace or in a freer marketplace, then costs would be coming down every year instead of going up. It'd be like the technology industry where, you know, they'd be competing for every single dollar that they could possibly get as opposed to just sitting pretty and being able to charge whatever they want from their high horse. And it has to do with government intervention and government increasing costs by regulation. And it was exactly what Mark said before. If you could go to a quickie clinic and get some surgeon or somebody who's not a doctor to perform this procedure, because do you remember if it was a doctor that performed it or did they allow a nurse to do that job?
I actually think it was a nurse, oddly enough. So I wasn't even paying for the expensive college-educated person. Well, nurses go to college, but still.
Usually it's a practitioner, a physician's assistant, that kind of thing, that will do those situations. You never know for sure, but...
There are some situations where they only allow doctors to do it, in which case then the supply of potential people to solve your problem is very, very limited. And because of that, prices are going to go up. So if we had... if the American Medical Association wasn't around restricting supply with government, with government approval, then we'd have more choices. You could go to like a tech. You could go to a guy whose job is to stitch. That's all he does. There could be several people competing for doing stitches, and you could pay them, you know, $50 and get the job done, be in and out in an hour. I mean, it's possible. There's no reason why that can't happen besides the regulations and the rules.
He could have done it on his own with a piece of dental floss. I mean, this is not a six. This is a cut hand.
You go to their barbers for that stuff, like. You know, back in the days of the Wild West, and you only went to a doctor if it was something serious.
Sure. Well, any barber that tried something like that today would get shut down.
Yeah,
and that's the problem.
That's funny, actually, as I think about that, when I'm like, well, can we actually exist without health care? And then I think back to, like, you know, you watch Little House on the Prairie. There was no health care back then. That doctor just took care of people, and then they worked it out.
Yeah, you're right. He did, and he didn't have to ask anybody's permission to do it either.
Right.
And that's the other issue, that everybody has to beg the state for permission in order to help people, in order to help save people's lives and help them feel better. They have to ask the bureaucrats and beg and plead and pay thousands of dollars in fees and who knows what the overhead is. Because whenever you talk to somebody in the world of healthcare, and whether they be a nurse or a doctor or just office staff, always I love asking the question of, how much of your day is spent doing paperwork. And it shocks me sometimes. The doctors themselves, who you'd think would have hired people to do paperwork, they spend an inordinate amount of their day doing paperwork. And some of the people in the office spend 100% of their day outside of their lunch break doing paperwork.
That's what their job is.
And what
right.
is the paperwork? It's either insurance paperwork, but most of the time it's government paperwork.
It's not healing anyone.
Right. It's mandated government busy work in order for them to be dispersed the funds from the government Medicare programs. So if they didn't have all these people that they had to pay to fill out paperwork, their overhead would be lower, and they could pass those savings on to clients. I know Ron Paul, since you bring him up, was talking at one point about a doctor who, like him, did not accept Medicare. And that made him all the more flexible. Because he didn't take the government money, then he could run his business the way he wanted to, and he could have lower costs, and he could be more convenient and easier to access. And he himself felt better because he wasn't stressed to the hilt because of all this government these government rules that he had to adhere to. So I think one of the easiest solutions would be just doctors, break away from the state money. You'll be able to run your business more effectively if you do that. And that's why we're seeing these quickie clinics popping up that we talked about a week ago in Walmarts and Targets and malls, where there's no Medicare. They don't take government money. They don't take insurance. It's cash and cash only, and it's a very competitive business with competitive rates, and people are getting the service they're looking for. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it.
They touched up on that in John Stossel's video that you mentioned earlier.
Sick in America.
And from what I understand, there's actually one. I always hear a radio advertisement here in Keene for some sort of doctor who does something like that. And
really?
He claims that you will be in and out. I mean, lickety-split. You can go in that day, no appointment necessary, and walk out an hour later.
That's fantastic.
That's his little motto. So
there needs to be more of that.
Why would anyone want to? I wouldn't want to go to a regular doctor if I had to, one that took insurance. I don't want, you have to wait around forever, and I mean, who wants to be in a waiting room with a bunch of sick people?
Yeah, it's an expensive lesson to learn, though, I can tell you that.
The worst part about all this, though, is the fact that the American medical system, the American healthcare system, is so broken. It's so messed up. The customer service is awful. If you're in a hospital, it's a crapshoot as to whether or not you're going to have a nurse who appears to care or a nurse who could give a flip about you. It's total crapshoot. And it makes sense because it's like 50-50. 50% of the money is being spent by governments. The other 50% by private people and insurance companies. So if that were to change, if that situation were to change, then we could finally have competition again. And there's more to say, of course. And you can take control and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. Survivemartiallaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, taking control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You enjoy Free Talk Live? Send us $3 a month via any major credit card, PayPal. We've got some alternative options. But what we do is we take that money in and we turn it right back around, reinvest it into the show, reach out to more radio stations. So I got a verbal agreement from a station in Oregon today. I can't be any more specific from that. Besides that until the agreement is actually signed. But we've been in the right direction, as always. Thanks to those of you who are amplifying the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in line, amp-only chat room, forum, also the Shrine of Female Listeners that is only for amps. All of that and the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us and helps spread the message of liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. The point I wanted to make about healthcare before we went away there for a moment was that the system right now is so broken, is so messed up, And people perceive that. People in America, rightfully, are perceiving, we've heard calls so far this hour pointing this out, that healthcare just costs too damn much, that the service is awful. If you're going at least to a doctor who's taking Medicare payments, they're more likely to be awful service than the guys that are cash only. And it just seems to be just getting worse, and it is. So what usually happens is people get... they get confused by this.
Well, and whenever there's a problem, the first thing that most people think is, we have to get the government to fix
this. There ought to be a law.
And you know,
and that's not
the fact is,
the
government
solution
is what caused this problem. All you have to do is call in and challenge me. I'll tell you how the government caused this problem in that particular arena.
We haven't even mentioned the FDA.
It's a lot of compounding factors all over the place.
Yeah.
The medical situation isn't something simple and easy that we can just, tell you everything. But we've tried to drop the names and give you some causes here and there. But people just think that the government can fix it, and the government can't fix
no.
it. Tell me a problem that the government... here's an easy way to figure it out. Tell me a problem that the government has fixed. Just one. Give me one problem the government has fixed.
Well, where's my cricket sound effect?
There isn't one.
So, you're absolutely right about that. And the reason why the healthcare industry is in such a dismal state today is because of the level of government involvement. Because of the mandates, because of the regulations, because of the overhead imposed by the government. And when I say overhead, the FDA is a perfect example. Why are prescription medications so expensive? Well, the FDA, of course.
Oh, but it's out there keeping us safe from evil chemicals. No, it's not. The FDA's purpose is to prevent other industry, people in, you know, startups, is to prevent young companies that don't have a whole lot of money from coming up with some radical new treatment and bringing it to the marketplace and competing with the industries that have established themselves. The FDA has been captured by those individuals who are at the head of the medical industry, and it is in their interest, in their anti-competitive interest, to just say no to allowing competition. And that's what the FDA very effectively does. It has a multi-hundred million, almost, I think it's like $1 billion to bring a drug to marketplace. It costs 10, we saw 19 years recently as the most recent number. It takes like 2 decades to get your drug to the marketplace if you can jump through all the FDA.
I think that the FDA was created to do what it is to protect American people. However, who's got more money and more influence? The pharmaceutical companies out there that want to stifle competition in their arena so that they can make more money? Mm-hmm. Or the American people? Well, I think everybody knows the answer to that.
Right.
So you can't fix any kind of government situation. Anytime you put an organization out there, that it's going to be the money and the interest that gets a hold of it. You simply, you know, by creating this entity, you can't watch over it because you're busy making money and having a life. Whereas it's the organizations that make money in that industry, they're the ones that are going to get a hold of this club.
Johnny on the spot.
Every single time. Anytime you make the club, and a government is only a club, every time you make a club in a particular area, the people that make the money, the people that have the influence, they're going to pick up the club and they're going to use it on you.
There's no exception. Whether it be the FDA or whether it be your local plumbers regulation board,
mm-hmm.
It's all the same. The problem, though, with the FDA is that it's your life that's on the line, not just the pipes in your house. I mean, it's all bad, and all of this regulation needs to go away and be replaced. There's a solution here. Be replaced by third-party voluntary certification alternatives. You want to take a drug? It's your body. You should be able to choose.
Sort of like the underwriter's laboratory of
drugs. Yeah.
Oh,
man, remember, the FDA isn't just drugs. It's also about medical devices, right?
They do food, too, don't they?
There's a food component, yep. It's also about medical devices as well, as I understand it. Certainly, if it's not the FDA, it's some other government regulatory agency. So if you've got some new neato machine that you want to bring to the marketplace, guess what? You've got to ask the bureaucrats permission for that, too. And it's more like begging than it is asking.
Is there really, I mean, anything nowadays that you do not have to ask permission to do? Or
this radio show, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah, you do. You have to ask the FCC. You have to follow their guidelines.
The stations are asking permission to put a radio transmitter on the air. But to actually do this show, I have not had to ask any governmental permission.
That much is true.
Which is one of the reasons why I went in this direction, because I didn't want to ask anybody's permission to make a living. I don't want to ask anybody's permission to do what I wanted to do. And so the solution, of course, is not to increase government involvement, as people like Mitt Romney would have you believe, or Hillary Clinton would have you believe, that government is the solution to the healthcare problem. No, that's just going to make it more inefficient. That's going to make it more costly, and you might not necessarily see the cost when you get a bill, but it'll be taken out of your tax dollars. Canadian people are paying through the teeth for their health care, their so-called free health care, which is just an abject failure. These are people that are waiting and waiting and waiting to get the treatments that they need to save their lives, and the Canadian people in this, the government people there, they could give a flip. Doesn't matter to them. They're getting their tax money in. Doesn't matter if the people actually get treated. Government health care has been a failure everywhere it has been tried. And it's a failure for the same reason that government fails at everything. Back to the question you asked, Mark, where does government actually do something well besides kill people?
It doesn't even do that well. I mean, fighting wars, it's just that there's no competition in that particular arena because there's very little money to be made in the actual fighting of the war. Creating the weapons to fight the war, lots of money. That's the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about. But the fighting of a war, that's where you blow crap up and kill people. There's no money in killing people. And unless you've got an insurance policy on them, and there's no money in blowing crap up. So, no, governments really aren't even good at fighting wars.
1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls and talk to David in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. David? David? Going once? David?
Hello?
Hello, David. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm sorry. I've heavy with the flu right now. I'm just down over the border in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Ah, yes.
I'm glad you're on the healthcare topic because one big issue I have deals with Rodney's healthcare deal that he foisted on us here in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, you poor bastards. You have to, down in Massachusetts, everyone by law is mandated now to purchase health insurance or else they'll dock your paycheck.
Absolutely, and I'm a contractor, so I'm self-employed. And jeez. Just since November, I've paid about $2,200 into this new health insurance system.
Wow.
And I haven't even been to a doctor in 10 years. So
you were one of the uninsured prior to this, then, is what you're saying.
Exactly, right.
And also, as I understand it, down there in Massachusetts, the regulatory atmosphere is so intense over these health care insurance providers that many health insurers have just said, screw this, we're out of here. And so there's kind of like a good old boys club now in Massachusetts where there are only so many health insurance providers for you to choose from. So there's not as much competition to bring prices down, even in the world of insurance. There's not a lot of competition in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is the most uninsured as far as the it's not most uninsured. Now it's mandated.
It's competition-wise.
Yeah, it's the least competition.
That was true of cars, too.
True of where?
Car insurance as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
We have that across the board. It's a big issue. But I'm wondering now, well, that they played this whole thing up that when everybody had to buy into this system, that the prices would come down. I looked into health insurance 3 years ago when I went out contracting on my own, and the lowest I could find was about $700 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And now with this being foisted on me, it's still $700 a month for a family plan. So the prices didn't come down as they promised. They did a lot of gabbing about it prior to this.
Sure.
My question is that why isn't there some kind of class action lawsuit being brought against the state of Massachusetts for trying to tie a person's health responsibility to themselves to being a ward of the state, in essence?
It's a good question.
I have a quick question for you, because this just boggles my mind. How do they sell it to you? How do they sell
mandatory... They didn't sell it at all. This is basically a gun
for
them, because they're saying, if you don't buy this, we'll tax you. We'll take the lowest package amount.
Yeah, they're just going to jack it out of your paycheck, is what they're going to do. We'll come back with more of this. Hang on, 800-259-9231, hour 3 coming up, Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Cancel.